Hosted by the Housatonic River Initiative, a nonprofit dedicated towards clearing the Housatonic of PCBs for the past 20 years, panelists made the case for thorough cleanup along the rest of the river. General Electric and the EPA have already dredged the first 2 miles of the Housatonic from the GE site through Pittsfield. An EPA plan for the so-called rest of river, 6 miles of cleanup from Pittsfield to Woods Pond in Lenox, is still being developed. Housatonic Riverkeeper Tim Gray moderated the community and panel discussion. Gray criticized GE for what he calls their less is more mentality, claiming that the company thinks that dredging would do more harm to the natural ecosystems of the Housatonic than good.
It's hogwash that it can't be cleaned up. They did it in the first 2 miles. They used to tell us they couldn't do it in the first 2 miles. When they got done in the first 2 miles, they now take people on tours to show what they did in the river. So it's very ironic that at first we were told they can't do it. Now they're taking people on tours. So bottom line is we watched them do it. We know they can do it. It's time. Let's get to work.
Panelists included Dr. David Carpenter, a neurotoxicologist and professor at SUNY Albany, who has done extensive research on PCB contamination in the Hudson River, Thomas Tining, a professor of environmental science at Berkshire Community College with research interests in amphibians and reptiles, and Dr. Peter DeFour, environmental risk assessor and president of Environmental Stewardship Concepts, LLC, located in Virginia. The panel discussed the ways the group of over 200 unnatural chemicals that could be found in the Housatonic worked their way up through the food chain of the river and bioaccumulate in birds, fish, reptiles, amphibians, mammals, and people. Dr. DeFour described the negative effects of the chemicals on cognitive brain function and reproduction and how PCBs are resistant to natural biodegradation.
They resist all sorts of normal breakdown processes that occur in the world and in animals' bodies and in their tissues. So they're going to be around for a long, long time, whether they're buried in sediments or they're taken up by animals.
DeFour also advocated for swift removal of the PCBs before they can continue to do more harm.
The longer they sit there, the more chance that they're going to have to cause harm. And we actually have good evidence that once we get them out of the river, the PCB levels start to fall pretty quickly in fish.
Concerned area residents voiced questions about how PCBs could affect them even if they hadn't eaten fish from the river. One former GE worker at the meeting announced that he had over 19 parts per billion of PCBs in his body, an amount that far exceeds the United States background level of 0.9 to 1.5 parts per billion. A 1997 Massachusetts Department of Public Health study of 148 Housatonic area residents found 6 people with levels above 20 parts per billion of PCBs. Panelist Dr. David Carpenter talked about a study of those who regularly ate PCB-contaminated fish and were exposed to the chemicals showed lower IQ levels in children. EPA Community Involvement Coordinator Jim Murphy also attended the event. This week, the EPA held its last quarterly Citizens Coordinating Council meeting before plans regarding the Rest of River project are going to be developed. The EPA will meet with the Massachusetts, Connecticut, and federal governments to develop an action plan with GE. Murphy's estimate for a preliminary Rest of River plan is this summer.
We're wrapping up our discussions with the government, the three governments, and we hope to have make an announcement in 2 to 3 weeks about what's going to be in the package, and then a couple 2 months after that, essentially have the proposal out for public review.
Reporting from Lenox, Massachusetts, I'm Lucas Willard.